Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Several years back, the idea that the earth was flat resurged as a movement that caused a blip on the screen of society. I particularly remember President Obama at the time making a mocking reference to them in speech. Flat earthers, of course, insist the earth is flat. Round earthers, and I assume that would be all of us, laugh about it. But really, when you think about it, what's the harm? What's the harm with somebody who thinks the earth is flat? I mean, for the average person, what real difference would it make? You'd still trust your GPS, take the same route to work, I assume, and the ground you stand on would be just as round or as flat as it was before. You're not going to be anxious about falling off the edge of the earth from where you are. So, would your daily life be lived any differently if you believed the earth was actually flat? I bet not, for the most part, for most of us. But when it comes to spiritual things, the fate of the world, our eternal destiny, the providence of God, the loving kindness of God, these beliefs all make a daily difference in the lives of those who believe them. And in these things, COVID has been a very good exercise for our faith. Just for an example, there's been a great social divide over many aspects of COVID and social response to it. In particularly, the latest is over the COVID vaccine. Now, I actually don't know how big of a divide it really is, but there are people I know who would sooner gouge out their right eye than take the vaccine, whether it's because they believe it's all part of a big government conspiracy, or that they believe there may be legitimate health concerns that aren't being addressed. Or maybe we just don't know enough about the vaccine yet. It hasn't been tested long enough. And all the billboards and the postcards they get in the mail telling them to get immunized only adds fuel to the fire of their mistrust. I, for one, have a very strong sympathy for such a view, because I don't trust the government. I don't trust the media. And history has shown that both can be bought and corrupted. Trust not in rulers. Bible says that. So we shouldn't trust human authorities. Obey the government. Respect it. Honor it. But don't trust it just because it's the government. Get immunized, or don't. Not because the government would never lie to you, or because you're not going to be duped, but because you think it's the right decision for you and for your neighbor, based on your very, very, very limited view of the world. But what if we find out in 5 or 10 years that there are horrible side effects to the vaccine, not yet anticipated? Could be. Such things have happened. Remember thalidomide? I don't. It was before my time, but still, it was a drug that was thought safe, and yet there was born a generation of children with horrible defects. Oh, but science! Science is better now. Science learned from that mistake. Well, remember when the psalmist said, "Trust not in rulers"? That means the monarchy of so-called science as well. There is no Mr. Science for you to trust in. Only scientists who are but mortal. Trust in God above all things. Where am I going with all of this? Well, flat earthers are ridiculed, but they're harmless. Such a belief wouldn't change how you spend your day for the most part. It wouldn't make a difference in how you live or really how you treat others. But those who trust the government, media, science, or conversely, those who trust in themselves to be able to see through all that and see the truth better than everyone else, these things do make a difference. These things do inform every aspect of a person's daily life. You decide who you will trust and how much trust you will give. Don't trust the government, but don't trust yourself either. You can be fooled by alternative media just as easily as the mainstream. You owe obedience to authorities. You owe love to everyone, including yourself. But you owe trust to no one except God. I'll say it again. Don't trust yourself to figure out the truth. Trust God. Trust His Word. And because you know that Jesus Christ is enthroned above the highest heavens, and all of history is a book that will have a happy ending of Him as King, you don't have to worry too much about whether a vaccine is going to harm you or help you. On the other hand, you don't have to worry too much about COVID either. I don't worry about billboards telling me to vaccinate or mask up, or friends telling me not to. I worry about pleasing God. And that is enough. I worry about pleasing God. And the one thing I know about both COVID and vaccines, masks and mandates, is that God has said absolutely nothing about any of them. Not a word. But He has said a lot of other things for us to hear and to do. He says that you have rights as a human being, but don't use them to cause offense. Neither use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Don't make your neighbor stumble in what you do, because he is watching you, and you are a light to the world. Be humble and get the vaccine. Be humble and don't get the vaccine. Either way, be humble and admit you really don't know more than what you've been told by people, mere mortals, whom you freely decide to trust or not. Be humble and put your highest trust in the one true God who is above all governments, media, scientists, vaccines, masks. If the government is conspiring against us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because God is conspiring against it. And if God is for you, who could possibly be against you? He laughs in derision at those who would plot against His elect. Scripture says He laughs at them. There's only one God, and He shares His glory with no man, no government, no authority. There is only one God, and He is three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And on this festival of the Holy Trinity, I gotta ask, what difference does it make that God is three persons in one essence? What difference does that fact make in your life? Is it like confessing a round earth, meaning it's a fact that you believe but has no bearing on your daily life? Or is it like COVID? Your believing in it has an impact on every aspect of your daily business. In seminary, I was asked this about the triune God as kind of an oral test. Would my life be any different if I didn't believe that God was one essence in three persons? Would it affect what I eat for dinner? Would it change the way I interact with others? In short, what difference does it make that God is Trinity in unity? I'll tell you who it makes no difference to. It makes absolutely no difference to someone who believes that religion is just about knowing there's a higher power out there than them. All religions confess that. And there's more to our faith than simply knowing that God exists and I'm not him. What about our guilt? What about our weakness? Is God mindful of us? Does he care? Is he offended? Will he have mercy? The Holy Trinity makes no difference to someone who doesn't believe that sin needs to be paid for. If your sin bears no guilt, then it needs no atonement. And you need no sacrifice, and God need not have a son, let alone send him to save you. And the Trinity makes no difference to someone who believes that God saves them, but has no power to affect their daily life. If sin is only something to be paid for and not struggled against, then God need not send his Holy Spirit into your heart, who causes you to love what is good and to hate what is evil, so that you will struggle to do what's right and pleasing in his sight. So we heard Jesus say in John chapter 3, God, the Father, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus said, you must be born again of water and spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These three, who are they? They are God. The Athanasian Creed sums it up nicely. We worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. See what a difference that belief makes, not just in your daily life, but for life eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.